The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Chof Aleph from Beis quotes a brisa from Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a Megillah that was written down at the time that the Mishnayos was still recited orally, so that's why it's called Megillah. This was the first part of the Torah Shebaal Peh to be transcribed. So Megillas Tainis starts with Nisan Iyar Sivan, it goes in order of the months, and it lists off all of the Yamim Tovim that were added on by the Chachamim during the period of the Bayis Sheni. And all the Yom Tovim have something to do with the Beis HaMikdash or another. So the Braisa says, "My Chanukah," the Tana Rabbanon, it's quoted from this Braisa, that the Beis HaMikdash had been used for Avodah Zarah, and Kishinichnusu, when the Chashmonoim came into the Beis HaMikdash, they discovered that the Yevonim had been metame all of the Shemen in the Beis HaMikdash. The menorah has to be lit with Shemen Tohar, and the Yevonim had succeeded in being metame all the Shemen. Exactly how were they metame all the Shemen? So Tosis is not sure. There is a din. A Nochri is not metame. A Nochri is not a Jew. It can be a Zab, a Zav, a Nidi, a Ledis, a Metzoyro. I'm Tame Mace. A Nochri is only Tame if and when he dies, then he has Tumas. He has Tumas Mace. And the Tumas Mace that the Nochri has is a question, is it only Mago Masa? Or is it even Metami Ba'oihel? That's a Machlekes HaTanoim. Rab Shimon Ba'yichoi, the Rambam adapts Rab Shimon Ba'yichoi's opinion. Shimon Ba'yichoi is of the opinion that may say Akam are only Metami B'maga B'masa, not Metami Ba'oihel. Adam. Here Rab Shimon says only Adam, Atim Kareem Adam, Einum Masalim Kareem Adam. So the Nochri is not Metami Ba'oihel. And the Chachamim disagree and they say no. They may say Akam also Metami B'maga B'masa U'B'yoihel. So Tosis is not sure exactly what was the Tumah. How did they succeed in being Metameh all of the Shmonim and the Beis HaMikdash? Is it that they had dead bodies laying around all over the place? And the Mesem HaMetameh Ba'ohel, and all the containers of oil were open and they became Tameh Tumas Mes, because Metameh Ba'ohel, or perhaps the Tumah, in that case it would be a Tumah Deraisa, or it could be that the whole Tumah was only a Tumah Derabbanon. The Mishnayos have, in the end of the first parak, in Maseches Shabbos, the Mishnah says that on one occasion, the Beis Shammai outvoted the Beis Hillel. Most of the time, the Beis Hillel were in the Rav. And one day, like sometimes in Congress, they look around and see who's there, so they ram through a law based on who's there today. They take a vote. So they took one day, the Beis Shammai saw that they were in the majority. The Beis Hillel must have been vacationing or something. And they rammed through 18 Gzeiros Derabbanan. Beis Shammai were in the majority. The Yudches Gzeiros Derabbanan. So the Gemara lists off in the first parak all of the Yudches Gzeiros. So one of them was that all the Nochrim should be treated with the Rabbanan as if they have a Tuma Ziva, as if they're a Zav. What motivated them to introduce this Gzeiros Derabbanan? So the Gemara says because they were afraid that they'll start up. They used to practice Mishkav Zohar, so they were afraid that the Nochrim would start up with the Jewish children, and the little children wouldn't know when you start up, so they don't know what they're getting themselves into, and then it'll be too late to krich out of the mess. So they made a din with the Rabbanon, if you touch a Nochri, you're Tomei, that's it. So they made a gzera, all the Nochrim are Tomei Kizav. So this was instituted sometimes towards the end of the Bayis Sheni period. The story of the Chashmonoim was 200 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Hillel and Shammai were the chief rabbi and assistant chief rabbi 100 years before the Churban HaBayis. So they were at least 100 years after the Nes Chanukah. So when was this Gzeira that the Nochrim have a Tumah Kizavim? Pashtus was that it was later, it wasn't before. So Tosis is not sure. Maybe they had already instituted this Gzeira, the Rabbanon, that the Nochrim are like Zavim, and maybe that's how all of the Shemen was Tumah. So that's what the Braisa tells the background of the Yontav of Chanukah, that the Yevonim had been Metameh, we're not sure exactly how, either Tumas Meis, that they were Meisim in the Beis HaMikdash. All the Shemen was stored in the Beis HaMikdash, a special Shemen for the Hadlokas HaMenorah. All the Shemen became Tumah, except for one little container, Botkov LaMotzu Ala Pachechad Shal Shemen, Shemunach B'chasam Shal Kohen, there was only one container. And all the other Shemen had become Tumah, either Tumas Meis, or perhaps Tosa says, maybe it was a Tumah Derabbanan or Tumas Hazav. There is a, in general, there are four we assume there are four categories of things that are mekabel tuma. Adam mekelim, ochlim and mashkim. So it's all based on psukim. So adam mekelim and ochlim, that's beferish psukim. Mashkim is a question if there is a pasuk, if there is such a din. The pasuk in the middle of Chumash Veikra says uchal mashke ashe yishase b'chol kli, any beverage that's royal ishtiyas adam, if it's dirty water, it's only a behemoth would drink it. Let's say you have Michael behemoth, hay that horses would eat, but human beings wouldn't eat. Some kind of food that behemoths eat. So that's not mekabel tumah. It's only mekabel tumah ochlim mashkim if the royal achila sodom. So how do you read the pasuk? V'chol mashke ashei shase, any mashke that's royal ishtiyas adam, v'chol kli. What do you mean v'chol kli? If it's a puddle of water, it's not mekabel tumah. That's another pasuk. Ach mayin abar mikveh mayin yihyeh tohar. If an adam tamei, let's say a person is tamei, he goes into the mikveh. Mikveh is a body of water on the ground. So why do you say the mikveh is metahir the adam tamei? Zok faket. The adam tamei is metahir the mikveh. So the answer is, the water that's in the mikveh is considered like mechubah lekarka. Mechubah lekarka is not mekabel tumah. Let's say an adam tamei touches an apple on a tree. So it's not mekabel tumah. It's not mekabel tumah. You can say a different reason, because you have to have heksha first. In order for ochlim to be mekabel tumah, you have to first rinse it off with water. So let's say I'll take a pitcher of water and I'll pour it on the apple, and then I'm tamei, I'll touch the apple. So the din is that the ochlim that are mechubah lekarka are not mekabel heksha. If I rinse it off while it's on the tree and then it dries off and then I pluck off the apple, then I touch it, it's also not mekabel tumah. It can't be mekabel heksha while it's attached to the tree. Mechubah lekarka, it can't be mekabel tumah either. So the a chashash that it could become chametz b'mechuber. The Gemara talks about a far-fetched possibility of achmetz b'mechuber. Achmetz b'mechuber. The Minchas Chinuch asks, why does it help that we have shmurim mishas ketzira? We're careful from the time we cut it off in the ground. We watch it; it shouldn't come in contact with water. But the Gemara talks about a far-fetched possibility that it became chametz while it's still attached to the ground. So Minchas Chinuch says that's too far-fetched. You're not mechuyev to worry about that. You go basaroy. Even though it's far-fetched that it should become chametz when it's still intact before you grind it up. Normally, you grind up the grain, grind up the kernels of grain, you make flour out of it. Then, when you mix in water, then it becomes chametz. But the kernels of grain should become chametz, even if you harvest it, even if it rains on it, the rain is going to roll off. Each kernel of grain is protected with a shell, so usually it not become chametz. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara, that you have to be concerned about that when you bake the matzahs. Do you need shmura just mishas lisha from the time that you mix it with the water, or you need shmura mishas katsira from the time you harvest it? But even though we are machmur shmura mishas katsira, we're not mechuyev to be concerned. Maybe it was achmetz b'mechuber, even though the Gemara says that is possible. That's too far-fetched. That's how the Minchas Chinuch says. That's too far-fetched. Yeah, but here the din is that whatever is mechuber is not mekabel tumah. So how do you read the pasuk? Uchal mashke ashe yishase, any mashke, let's say water, that's royal achilas, royal ishtiyas adam, she yishase b'chol kli. If it's mechuber lekarka, so how can you talk about usually mechuber lekarka is vegetables or fruits that are attached to the ground. How can you say water is mechuber lekarka? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, v'zareh mayim al pnei chutzos. It's called zriya. When it rains and you have a puddle of water, it's considered as if that water is attached to the ground, just like potatoes can be attached to the ground. If there's hashrosha, trees are attached to the ground, fruits and vegetables are attached to the ground because you have roots there, you have hashrosha. So water, a puddle of water or a mikveh that's on the ground, is considered zarua on the ground. So the water, ach mayin abar mikveh mayin yihyeh tohar, the water in the mikveh that's attached to the ground, when the adam tamei puts his feet in, the water is not mekabel tumah, because it's mechubah lekarka, it's not mekabel tumah. So this pasuk reads, chol mashke sheyishase b'chol kli. If it's tolish min hakarka, if the water is in a kli, it's not mechubah lekarka, yitma. So how do you translate yitma? It's roi lekabel tumah. So mashkim amekabel tumah min ha-Torah. So the Gemara has a ganze machloikis at the end of the first perek in Psachim. The Gemara has three ways to read the pasuk. So one, the Gemara has a whole machlekes hatanaim and a machlekes amaram. So one opinion in the Gemara is that the word yitma doesn't mean at all that it's mekabel tumah. The word yitma means it could be machsha oichlim lekabel tumah. The pasuk says zera zera sheizareya. The pasuk says that fruits and vegetables are only mekabel tumah if they first had a hechsher. If you rinse them off first, if you didn't rinse it off upon the zayin mashkim, the Gemara has the Rosh Tevis yad shoch adam, represents the seven mashkim water, and the other six mashkim are machshel mekabel tumah. So one opinion in Gemara is that that's how you translate the pasuk. V'chol mashka sheishase, any one of the seven mashkim, which is roi lachilo sadam. V'chol kli, if it's tolush, if the mashke is mechubel lekak, let's say I have a puddle, I have a lake, I have a river, I have an ocean, and I put in potatoes in order to wash them off from the dirt. So the potatoes will not be huchshel lekabel tumah. The potatoes are not. Cannot become the apples on the tree when the apple is mechuber cannot become huchshel lekabel tumah, and if the apples are detached from the tree but the water is mechuber lekarka, so also it's not going to be machshel lekabel tumah. You have to have that the oichel should be tolush and that the mashke should also be tolush. So the first Tana says that's how you read the pasuk b'chol mashke asher yishase, any one of the zayin mashkim, which is roi lachilas adam. Yitma doesn't mean tome. Yitma means it's machsha oichlim can be machsha oichlim el kabel tuma. That's how you read the pasuk. No, I don't know. How do you translate the word asher yishase on the dam? Rashi and Chumash quotes that the goyim used to drink the dam. They thought they held that it's very healthy. The Jews don't drink the dam. I don't know. This dam, if it's spoiled, maybe it's not machsha el kabel tuma. Only if it's roil ashtias nachrim. I don't know. It's a good question. So one Tana holds that Tumas Mashkim, the whole institution of Tumas Mashkim is only with the Rabbanim. In the Torah, there are only three categories of things that are Mekabel Tumah. Od, the Mekelim, and Oichlim. And Mashkim are not Mekabel Tumah. Mashkim, the Zayin Mashkim, can be Machshe Oichlim Mekabel Tumah. Second Tana says that's not true. That's a different posig. Chiyuta Mayim Al Zera Shei Zareya. It's a different posig about Hechshe Oichlim. That Oichel is only Mekabel Tumah if you rinse it off with the Zayin Mashkim. This posig goes on Tumah. But the pasuk says the mashke sheishase b'chol kli yitma, that the mashke maroi lekabel tuma, but that if the mashke becomes tummy, that it should be able to transmit the tuma. If the mashke tveim touch an oichel, should be able to transmit the tuma. That's only midirabbanim. Tuma satzman yesh lahem in haTorah, but the tamei acherim is only midirabbanim. And the third opinion in the Tanoim, the third opinion in the Gemara is that mashke sheishase b'chol kli yitma not only means yitma. You read it as you interpret it as if it says yitameh. The mashke can be mekabel tumah, can even transmit the tumah to something else. So there's a three way machlekes hatanim. How do you translate the word yitma? Yitma means design mashkin can be machsha oichlim mekabel tumah, or mashkin could be mekabel tumah, but they can't transmit the tumah to anything else. Or mashkin can not only become tameh when it says yitma. We interpret it as if it were read yitameh. So there's a Mishnah in Adius that says, he learned the end of the first Perek Sochem has a lot about this. The Sugi Rab Chanin is Gana Koinen. The Mishnah in Adius records that at a certain period during the end of the Baisheni, they declared Mashkim in the Beis HaMikdosh, Mashke Bei Madbachaya. The Gemara has two ways to read the Mishnah, Mashke Bei Madbachaya with a Dalet, meaning the mashkim near the mizbeach, a mashke bei matbachai with a test, based on shchita, the based on shchita and the based on migdash. There was a location where they used to shech the karbonis. So the Gemara has two girsas in the Mishnah. Bikitzer, for our purposes, it does make a difference. Mashkim and the based on migdash, adochon, atohar. What does it mean it's tohar? What kind of aloch is that? So the Gemara says, because the whole din of Tumas Mashkim itself is only midirabbanon, so on the Beis HaMikdosh, it's like Ein Shavuos BaMikdosh. They're going to have all the Gzeiros, all the Chumris from the Rabbanon. Beis HaMikdosh, all the Karbonos are going to become Tameh, and you're going to pile up new Chumris from the Rabbanon, fossil up all the Karbonos. So they said, leave everything on the Din Derais. You have, on the other hand, they introduced Chumris in the Beis HaMikdosh, and on the one hand, they introduced Kulis. So they said, since the whole Tumas Mashkim is only with the Rabbanon, so Genuk, Chutz LeBeis HaMikdosh. It's not necessary to introduce the Chumah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara has a whole debate to what extent is the Tumas Mashkim the Rabbana. So according to the first opinion, Mashkim are not Mekabel Tumah at all min HaTorah. The Pasuk means Yitmo, that it's Machshel Lekabel Tumah. It doesn't even have Tumas Atzman. The second opinion in the Gemara was no. Tumas Atzman is the Reis of the Tamei Acherim. It's only Midi Rabbanan. So the So the Gemara says, according to the first opinion, that mashkim anat makabel tumah at all min haTorah. So in the Beis Hamikdash, they left it on the din deraisa dochan mamish. The mashkim haTorah legamri. According to the second opinion, that tumas atzman is deraisa. If the makabel tumah, it becomes tumah. Just to transmit the tumah to something else. If I touch the mashkim, they become tumah min haTorah. But the mashkim touch an oichel, so it'll transmit the tumah. That's the rabbanon. So dochan in the Beis Hamikdash means dochan, it's not metame acher. They left that on a din derais. If you all like the third shita, that not only tumas atzman is derais, even the tame acher is also derais. So how can it be dochan? How can it be tohar in the Beis Hamikdash? What do you mean? On the level of derais, it's tame. So what's okmu? So that's an esik. The Rambam and the Gemara. How do you deal with the third opinion?
What do they do with where does it come in? The pi yitan. Doesn't it come also with the hechshe tumah?
Chiyutan yitin, that's about hechsha oichlim, right? Hechsha oichlim need hechsha mashkim the kabel tumah, but it never says outside of this pasuk whether mashkim on the kabel tumah. So the achrayim are bothered with the kasha. The Rebbeinu Shlomo made a miracle over here because we assume that the shemen and the Beis Hamikdash all became tumah. Kishenichnus yivanim lahechel. That's what it says in Megillas Tainis. Timu kol hashmanis shebehechel. How could they succeed in being metame? If the din is the mashke be mat machaya dochan, the mashkim in the Beis Hamikdash, we leave it on a din deraisa. So if you should adopt the first position, that when the pasuk says chamashke sheishasa yitma means it could be machshe lekabel machshe oichlam lekabel tuma, but it itself is not mekabel tuma at all min atar. It's only with rabbanon and the Beis Hamikdash they left that on a din deraisa. So what was the need for the whole miracle? The shemen is not mekabel tumah period. So what do you need a miracle for? So the achrayim are bothered with this kasha. Shoel Meishev asked this kasha. So he says, Enachinami, if the story of Chanukah would have happened 100 years later, there wouldn't have been any need for a miracle. The story of the Chashmonaim happened 200 years before the Churban HaBayis. And at that time they were working on the premise, mistaken premise, look, there's a machlokes, what the din is. So in the generation of the Chashmonaim, the Psak HaMekubal was the Mashkim, HaMekabel Tumah, Shemen is Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah. So if that's the Psak, so then they need a Nes. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo made the Nes because of the fact that in that generation, that was the Psak HaMekubal, the Shemen is Mekabel Tumah. If the story would have happened 100 years later, 150 years later, and the Psak HaMekubal would have been the way it says in the Mishnah, Mashkin, the Beis HaMikdosh, Adochan, Tohar legamrei, because the whole Tumas Mashkin is only with the Rabbanon, there will be no need for the miracle. So the Rabbanon Shalom catered to the Chachamim and our generation. That's the klal Elevi Eladiri Lekim Chaim. When you have a machloikas, so both opinions are, we have to paskin halach lemaisa one way or the other, but the both opinions are respected as Diri Lekim Chaim. So the Rabbanon Shalom respected the opinion that was the Psak HaMekubal in that generation. We have a lot of times. In one generation, the consensus is one way. In the next generation, you have Mishnah Rishayna said like this, and Bezin Shalachreim Amra, and they reversed the Psak. The consensus was reversed. So here in the days of the Chashmonaim, the Psak HaMekubal was the Shemin is Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah. So there was a need for the miracle. In the later generations, when they reversed the Psak, and they decided that Mashkim is not Mekabel Tumah at all Min HaTorah, it's only with the Rabbanon, so there wouldn't have been any need for the miracle. That's how the Shoel HaMeishev says. I thought that was very surprising. I thought that it wasn't so. I thought that even if one should assume that mashkim anat mekabel tumah at all min haTorah, but still there is a pasuk in Chumash that says there's two different things. There's a din of kabbalas tumah and then there's a din of psul tumah. The pasuk says in Chumash habas hashiga b'chal tamei lo yeyachal b'sal har kabbonis. Flesh from Kambonis Habos Hashiga Bechal Tomei. If an Adam Tomei or a Sheretz Mace touches Bisar Karbonis, it says Lo Yeyochel, you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says even if for some reason or another, let's say you have, the Gemara said there's a din of Chibas HaKodesh, even if based on the rules and regulations of Kabbalas Tumah, the rule should be that this Oichel is not Mekabel Tumah. That's the halacha. Habas hashiga b'chal tamei lo yochel. It's a psul tumah. You have an inyan of kabbalas tumah. So when you're talking about chulin, you're talking about trumah. So you have to determine was it mekabel tumah, was it not mekabel tumah. So you say mashkim not mekabel tumah min haTorah. But there's another din that in karbonis, with something that's a carbon, If it comes in contact with a dover tameh, it becomes pasul, even if the din would be that it's not makabel tuma. So I thought the kasha of the Shalom Eshe was based on a mistake. I thought, look, their Mishnah said about this. If dam becomes tameh and yizarek it on the mizbeach, so the korban is not accepted unless the kohen gadol was wearing the tzitz. The tzitz is meratzah. If the kohen gadol is sleeping at night, kohen gadol took off. He had to go to the bathroom, so he took off his tzitz for 2 minutes. And then you zarek the dam, and the dam was nitma. So then the din is that the korban is not hurtza, the korban is not accepted. If the kohen gadol is wearing the tzitz and they went ahead and they zarek the dam of a korban, and the dam had been mekabel tuma, so then the tzitz is meratze b'diyevid. Lachatchili shouldn't be zareked, but b'diyevid if you are makrib a korban in the state of tuma, so it'll be kosher. What do you mean the dam was mekabel tuma? How is dam mekabel tuma? If you say mashkim are not mekabel tuma menatera. So I thought it doesn't matter that mashkim are only mekabel tuma midirabbanan. I thought this is a psul tuma. There's a din of kabbalas tuma and there's a din of psul tuma. Habas hashiga b'chal tami loichal means. If there's a psul tuma, the mashal, the gemara has a din. When mayim is mekabel tuma, we assume la'alocha there are four categories of things that are mekabel tuma. Adam mekelim and ochlam mashkim. Maybe the mashkim is only midirabbanan, maybe it's manatara, but the halacha ma'aseh, there are four categories. So from the four categories, we say that Adam and Kalim have tara b'mikveh, except for klicheres, has no tara b'mikveh, and ochlam and mashkim have no tara b'mikveh, except for mayim. If you have mayim that became tamei, so let's say I have a cup of water, all the water became tamei, so if I take it into a mikveh, let's say this is the mikveh, this is the surface of the water, so if I lower the bucket, lower the container below the surface of the water, and the water is touching for a moment, then I take it out, so that's a hashoke, so that's metaher the water. So Rashi always says, in every other mesich, the Rashi, whenever the Gemara will mention hashoke, that you can be metaher, mayim that became tamei, so Rashi was saying, don't make a mistake and think that mayim has tara b'mikveh, no. Adam and Kelim have no tara b'mikveh. Hashoke on the mayim is medin zriya. A mashkim, right. No mashkim have tar b'mikveh, only water. And it's not that water has tar b'mikveh. If you have a potato or an apple that became tummy, planted in the ground, and it's hishvish, it takes roots. So once it takes root, the tumma disappears. Not only is a dova mechubel karka, not mekabel tumma, even if it was mekabel tumma before, and you plant it in the ground, it becomes mechubel, so the tumma disappears. So the pasuk says, that if you have tummy dikka water and you pour it into it and you, let's say, you hold it under the mikvah like this for a second, you take it out, that's considered as if he did a zriya on the water. Once he did a zriya, the tumah disappears. And then even after you detach it and you take it out, the tumah disappeared already.
Like Kalim, maybe you could break Kalim and you reassemble it. So the tumah disappears. By
also the tumah disappears, yeah. But all the mikalim have tara b'mikvah. You don't have to break the kli. Even kli cheris that has no tara mikvah, if you break it, it'll become Torah. If you do shvira on any kelim, it'll become Torah. But on Oichlam and Mashkim, there's no tefillah b'mikveh. So Rashi says, except for mayim, and my mayim is not midin tefillah b'mikveh, it's midin zriya. So the Gemara says in Psochim, around Daf Lamed Gimel or so, that even though Hashoka helps to remove the tumah, but if you're doing Hashoka on mayim, mayim shal hegdish that you want to use to on a korban pesach or something, so then the Gemara says hashoka doesn't help. Why? Because there's a psul tuma. And achenami, when you're going to take the water and do a hashoka on it, it says re and the tuma will disappear. The tuma disappears, so the mayim is no longer tam. But it doesn't wipe off the past history of the water. The water was mashke habas hashiga b'chal tomei lo yochel, it has a psul tuma. So the Gemara says that hashoka doesn't help on kachim. Hashoka doesn't, because you have a psul tumah, even though the tumah disappeared. So I thought, I'll be pashtus, even if the shemen is not makabal tumah. But sof kol sof, there should be the psul tumah. So I thought it was always a problem there, I said. It's not because the Rebbeinu Shlomim, out of respect for the shita of the Chashmonaim, which was going to be rejected 100 years later, I didn't think it was big. I thought it's a real din there, I said, like dam is tumah. How is dam makabal tumah if you hold mashkim and not makabal tumah at all? So I thought the answer is, it's a psul tumah, even though there's no kabbalah's tumah.
It's psul tumah only on something that already was chukdash b'chli shavis, or you can add chulin, and then you can create kedusha in it because of the psul.
I think the Gemara assumes this Gemara, by the hashoka not helping on the mayim, I think the Gemara assumes the mayim is chulin. But still, you can't use it for the Korban Pesach. You can't use it for Korbanos later because of the Psul Tuma.
If we just do it Daf Yomi, the Chavis around Daf Chav, there was a whole sugya there about water becoming Tamei and other Mashkin becoming Tamei. That can become Tamei.
Yeah, Midrabbanan for sure can become Tamei. But this, yeah, but this three-way Machlekes HaTanaim is, what's the Din Menater? So the first Tana holds that the word Yitma means is Machshe, Maim is Machshe Oichel Mekabel Tumah, but even Tumah Satzman is only the Rabbonim. And the second sheet is now Tumah Satzman is the Reis, but the Tameh Acherim is the Rabbonim. The third sheet, even the Tameh Acherim is also the Reis. The three sheet is in the Gemara. So the Gemara says the Rabbonim Shalom made a Nes.
Isn't also that the idea that when the Rabbonim came into the Beis Mikdash, it wasn't just that they touched things and made them Tameh or whatever it is, but the fact that they were Oved Avodah Zarah in the Beis Mikdash, isn't that a totally different kind of Tumah?
The Gemara says that's why they had to make a new Mizbech and they had to make a new Menorah. Because the old Mizbech and the old Menorah we use for Avodah Zarah purposes and you're not allowed to use it like a boy. But the Shemen, the Pashtus is, Tosis learns, Shemen was Nitma. And there was one container that was Munach B'chasam Shol Kain Godel that was not Mekabel Tumah. So Tosis learns that it means regular Tumah. Tosis is not sure which Tumah was it. Tumah's Meis, because they had dead bodies around there. Or Tumah Zab, because they had already declared that the Nochrim have a tumah like a Zav. But Tosfos learns that this tumah means Kabbalah's tumah. It doesn't mean used for Avodah Zarah.
If it was sealed, it would have been different.
Right, the one that was sealed, that one they knew, they never became tumah. And all the others that were opened up, so they were concerned, they all became tumah. So that's how the story begins. The Yevonim succeeded in being Betami all the Shemans, so there's only one container. There was Munah B'chasam Shul Kain Godel. And that's why they needed a miracle. The Rambam explains why they need a miracle that it should burn for 8 days. So the Rambam says the travel distance between the Beis HaMikdash and the location where they used to make the oil was a 4-day travel distance. So they would need 4 days to travel there, 4 days to travel back. So that's why it was necessary for the Shemen and the Beis HaMikdash to burn for 8 days. If the traveling distance would have been 2 days there, 2 days back, so there wouldn't have been a need for a miracle that it should burn for 8 days. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to make a miracle unnecessarily. So the only reason why the miracle was for 8 days because that's what they needed. It was necessary to have for 8 days. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua quotes on this Gemara, the famous Kasha from the Chacham Tzvi. Why was there a need for Shem and Tohar Bichlal? We have a din that Tumah is Muta B'Tzibur. Tumah is Muta B'Tzibur. If it's a Tzibur, we said many times, it doesn't really depend on Korban Yochid versus Korban Tzibur. A Korban Yochid means a private person pays for the Korban. Korban Tzibur is paid for by the Machzis HaShekel money. The Tmidim U'Musafim are paid for by Machzis HaShekel money. We don't permit one private person to give $5 million and hang up a sign in the Beis HaMikdash. All the Korbanos this year have been funded by this and this family, by the Schottenstein family. You don't allow that. You have to dafke by the Korbanos Tzibur from the Machzis HaShekel money that's collected from everybody. So the din is that the Mishnah says in the second Perek and Tmur that there is a difference between Karban Yochid and Karban Tzibur. There are a lot of differences, but this difference that you could be Makar Vid Betumah doesn't really depend so much on Karban Yochid versus Karban Tzibur. It depends on Karban Shezmano Kavua versus a Karban Shein Zmano Kavua. 99% of the Karbanos Tzibur is Manum Kavua. Tmidim U'Musafim. If you don't bring the Tumah today, you wait till tomorrow, you lost the chance. Tomorrow you have to bring tomorrow's Tamid. Musafim, Ova Yoma Batal Kabana. You have to bring the Musaf on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh or Yon. You don't bring it today, so you lost the chance. You can't bring it tomorrow. So if you the only way to bring the carbon today is to bring it in a state of Tumah. Either the Kohen is Tamid, or the Knives are Tamid, or the Kelim are Tamid, or the Flesh is Tamid, whatever. The Yain is Tamid. So if it's a Zman Kavu, you have to bring a Dafke today. So then if you have no Breris, so you're allowed to bring it in the state of Tumah. Most of the Karbanos Yochid are Ein Zmanim Kavua. Once in a while, you have like 95% of the Karbanos Yochid are not Zmanim Kavua. 5% of them are Zmanim Kavua. So the Mishnah says it doesn't really depend so much Karban Yochid versus Karban Tzibur. It really depends on the Karban Shezmano Kavua versus Karban Shein Zmano Kavua. So the din is that when you have a menorah, you're supposed to light the menorah every single day. Every single day. That's also Shaila. What do you mean? Every day in the evening, you light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how all the Rishonim say. And the Rambam says you lit the menorah twice a day. Every day in the evening and every morning in the morning. You lit twice. In Shulchan Aruch they write that the minig is in all the shuls that they light the menorah between mincha and ma'ariv with a bracha. Zechel HaMikdash. They light the shul Zechel HaMikdash because the shul is a Mikdash Mayat, so we make a Zechel HaMikdash. They light in the morning. In the Beis HaMikdash, they never lit in the morning, so why should we light in shul in the morning? So the Magen Avraham quotes that some places, minority of Mekoymus had a minig that they used to light in the morning also based on the Rambam's opinion. But the Rambam says in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to light twice a day, every day in the evening and every day in the morning, so that's why some places had such a minig. When I was growing up in Pennsylvania, I don't remember any shul where they used to light in the morning. And when I moved to New York, I was stunned to see all the shuls, many shuls, they light the menorah in the morning. Magen Avraham quotes it like there is such an obscure practice, such an obscure opinion, based on the Rambam's sheet. So here is...
When they light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a bracha?
Yeah. They used to say a bracha, let's say when they brought a carbon, so they did shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrikach, torah, seimurim, every step of the way they said a bracha. Hefshit, benituach. Every time they did another mitzvah, there was one mitzvah to be makar a carbon shlomim, but every maisa mitzvah, every step of the way, there was nocha bracha, nocha bracha, nocha bracha. So hadlokas hamanur, the pashtu says that there was a bracha. Probably. They said another brach in the morning. Two
even
different hadlokas.
Right,
even though it's only one mitzvah to be makar b'kav mishlamim, even according to the Rambam also, that yamadlik in the morning is just, it's a hemshich, it's only one mitzvah. The hadlokah in the morning and the evening only counts as one mitzvah in the minyan mitzvahs, but still, it's a separate maisa mitzvah. One is hadlokah b'yom, one is hadlokah b'layla, so you would have to say two different brachas. In fact, in the beginning of Psochem, in the first parak of Psochem, on Dav Zayin, so the Gemara raises an issue: what should the nusach habracha be when you do bedikas chametz? Should you say Asher Kadoshanu Mitzvos Vitzivanu Al Biar Chametz? That's what we say. Or should you say Livaer Esa Chametz? Yeah. But the Gemara doesn't raise. That's a good question. Why shouldn't we say in biblical Hebrew? Why shouldn't we say in biblical Hebrew? But the Gemara has a discussion why you should say Al Ale. So it's a question what the maskana is. What's the conclusion? So some Rishonim say, whenever you're absolutely mechiv to do what you say, whenever it's only the Rabbanon, so it's not such a strong chiv like a mitzvah deraisa, then you say al. So then the yeskakasha, how come you say lahadlik ner shal chanukah? Hadlokas ner shal chanukah is only with the Rabbanon, so you should say al. Why do you say le? So you say, this bracha is a carryover from the Beis HaMikdash. That in the Beis HaMikdash, when they did the Hadlaka, I think the Ran on the Rif says like that, on Dav Zayin. In the Beis HaMikdash, when they did the Hadlaka Saneris, I was a mitzvah in HaTorah, so they said, Lahadlik a Saner, Lahadlik ner the Beis HaMikdash. So when they introduced Hadlaka Saneris by us, that's a Zechel HaMikdash, so they carried over the Nusach HaBrach of Le instead of Al. So the Hadlaka by us is Taka Zechel HaMikdash, and the Mikdash day, in Mikdash they said a Brach. So here on this Gemara, that's the famous kasha that the Pnei Yeshua quotes from the Chacham Tzvi. Why was there a need for the miracle at all? Hadlokas HaMenorah is like a form of a carbon, and you have to do it every single day. If you're going to leave out, if you don't have Shem and Tohar one day, you wait till tomorrow, so you won't be able to do the hadlokah that you missed the day before. That's called Ova Yoma Batul Karbonai. So then the din should be that it's Deicha Tumah. If you have no Shem and Tohar, should be able to be madlik in a state of tumah. So what did they need? The whole miracle. If they would have only had Shem and Tomei, they'd be able to be madlik with Shem and Tomei. That's the famous kasha that the Pnei Yeshua quotes from the Chacham Tzvi. So the Pnei Yeshua gives his suggestion. He says, Arachinami, they would be able to fulfill the mitzvah with Shem and Tomei, but the mitzvah would be incomplete. The Gemara says, when you makar the carbon tzibur, let's say, in a state of tumah, so it's not, the mitzvah is not bishlei musay. Normally, let's say, when you bring a chatos, so it's a mitzvah on the Kohanim to eat the carbon chatos. What if you brought a carbon chatos, let's say, on Yomim Tovim? Usually a chatos is not Zman HaKavua. Let's say a chatos on Yontif. You have to bring the Rosh Chodesh, on Chalamoyr, on Yontif, you have to bring a chatos. So that's Zman HaKavua, that would be Doiche Yontif. So when you bring the chatos in the state of Tumah, the Kohanim are not allowed to eat it. Because the carbon is incomplete, it was brought in the state of Tumah. So the Bnei Yeshua says that Rabban Shalom wanted to demonstrate his love for Bnei Yisrael, so he made a miracle that they should be able to fulfill the mitzvah Bishlei Musa. Because Enachanami, if they'll do the Hadlokas Hamnar in the state of Tumah, they'll be Mekayim the mitzvah, but it won't be Bishlei Musa. So Rabban Shalom made a miracle. What was the tzorah for the miracle? that we should fulfill the mitzvah l'mahadrin. We should fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimus. And then he says, and now I understand why when they made the initial takon of hadlokas neres chanukah, they built in a clause three levels of hadlokas neres chanukah. The basic level is neri shidbeiso. Let's say a husband and a wife, they have nine children. So the balbas lights one candle the first night, one candle the second night, one candle the third night. Every night he only lights one candle. And if you want to be from the mahajim, you light more. If you want to be mahajim, then you light more. Manishtana, why is this mitzvah different from all the other mitzvahs? The other mitzvahs, they don't find that they made a takana built into the initial takana. There's a clause for mahadrin, for mahadrin and a mahadrin. So, you look in Shulchan Aruch, they tell you, he did the mitzvah to do this, he did the mitzvah to do that. Here, they built it into the initial takana. There should be mahadrin and a mahadrin and a mahadrin. Could be. So the Pnei Yeshua suggests differently. He says maybe because the whole miracle in the first place it was only needed for the mahadrin. The Rabbanu Shalom wanted to demonstrate his love for the Jewish people that he's not going to allow them to do the hadlokas hamenorah in a state of tumah, because then the kiyum mitzvah will be incomplete. So he made a miracle that it should be the mitzvah b'shleimus. That's the Pnei Yeshua's terror.
What about mahadrin bin mahadrin?
Okay. Everything was a heder, so they said they built in a mahadrin and a mahadrin also. Okay, that's what he suggests. The Prichodosh is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. So the Prichodosh has a different comment here. He says he thinks Taisus wasn't sure what the nature of the tumah was. How did the Shemin and the Beis Hamikdash become tameh? So this is not sure whether because they had dead bodies strewn all over the place, so it's tumas meis, or because they had already been goyza anakum, they should be tameh like a zav. The Pashto says that it was before that Gezerah, because that Gezerah sounds like it's from the Yutches Dover in the days of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the end of the Tkufas Beis Shein. And this is 200 years before the Churban HaBayis. Yes, Chanukah was way before. So the Prichodesh thinks, no, that the Tumah over here was Tumas, the Tumah de Rabbanon. We're not dealing with the Tumah de Reis of Meis, we're dealing with the Tumah de Rabbanon, that the Nochrim have a Tumah Lios Kezav. And the only time you say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is Tumas Meis. If it's Tumas Zav, then there's no din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. And he quotes a Mishnah Psochem. The Mishnah Psochem doesn't exactly say that. Mishnah Psochem says, when Rav HaTzibur is Tomei, normally the Korban Pesach is brought by everybody on Pesach Rishon. If you have Yechidim who are Tomei, and who are not able to participate in Pesach Rishon, so they bring... There's a Pesach Sheni, so they'll bring a Yudalid ear. They bring their Pesach Sheni, and they'll eat it then. What happens if the Rav HaTzibur is Tomei? Why did it happen the Rav HaTzibur is Tomei? Had a such, let's say there was a Mohammed, and there were dead bodies all over the place, so the Rav HaTzibur is Tomei. Or, the Gemara has another case, the Nasi died, the chief rabbi died, and the Halacha says that Nasi Shemeis, Hakol Kroivav, Hakol Kroivav Salkadaitach, everybody's a Korev to the Nasi, El Hakol Kikroivim, just like there's a mitzvah, the Zayin Kroivim should participate in the Kvura out of Kavod HaMeis, even if they're Kohanim, there's a mitzvah that they should be Metami themselves. So when the Nasi dies, out of respect for the chief rabbi, everybody has to become Tami. So the Gemara tells such a story towards the end of the Baisheni period. One of the chief rabbis died soon before Pesach, and everybody participated in the funeral. It was impossible for them all to become Tami before Pesach. So. To become Tahor before Pesach. So they brought the Pesach was Bobetuma that year. So the Mishnah says when you have a Pesach al Bobetuma, when Rav HaTzibur is Tomei, and you bring the carbon Pesach, but Tumah, so if it's any other carbon, let's say it's a Soyer HaShchodesh, or it's a Sirei HaMusafim on Sholosh Regalim. So you bring the carbon in the state of Tumah, even though the Kohanim are Tomei, or the Kelim the Beis HaMikdash are Tomei. So the Mishnah says, Le'yachlim Emenu HaKohanim. Usually a Korban Chatos, after you zorek the dam, the Kohanim eat the Besara Chatos. It's a mitzvah. But if the Korban was Korban Betumah, so the Kiyama mitzvah is incomplete, and the Kohanim are not allowed to eat. So the Mishnah says the one exception to the rule is Korban Pesach. If you brought the Korban Pesach in the state of Tumah, you do eat it. Even though everybody's Tumah Meis, you do eat it. The whole purpose of the Korban Pesach, the whole hakrab is in order that people should eat it. So Korban Pesach is the one exception to the rule that if you brought it in a state of tumah, so the din is that you may eat it. So the Mishnah says, when you have a Pesach above a tumah and the tmei meisim are going to eat it, so the Mishnah says, liyachlim menu zavin umitzaroim nidus v'yoldas. Whoever has a tumah, he yotzel migufay, is not allowed to eat it. So that's the Mishnah that the Pichadish quotes, that the only korban up korib betumah is deicha tumas meis, but it's not deicha tumas zav. So he says, if one should assume that the shemen and the beis hamikdash all became tamei, because the nochrim have a din like a zav, if it became tamei because there were meisim around, so then the pnei shuas kasha is good, a good kasha. There should be muta betzibur. So he thinks that more correct is the other suggestion that Tosis raised. Even though historically it's very questionable, he thinks that they had already been goyzer midirabbanon that the nochrim have a tumah like a zav. And a zav is the Mishnah Psochim, that even when you have a korban hakorban tumah, that's only tumas meis, not tumas zav. So the later achranim ask that he's wrong. The Gemara says, Tosis says all over that the pshat and that din is like this. The zav himself is not allowed to eat the korban pesach because he has a tumah hayotzeh l'megufo. What if his zav touched the korban pesach? So the korban pesach has a tumas mago. If the one who wants to eat the korban pesach has a tumas meis, only a tumas maga, there are two types of tumah. There's tumah hayotzeh l'megufo, a tumah that developed in my body. I am a zav, a zava, nidi yoledes mitzoyra. So that's a tumas riya. That's what we call a tumas riya. A tumah hayotzeh l'megufo developed in my body because of a riya that happened. Then there's a tumah where I was mekabel tumah mi bachutz. I touched a person who's a zav. I went to a funeral. I touched a dead sheriff. So if you are mekabel tumah for something else, that's only tumas maga. So if it's only tumas mago, then you can participate in eating the korban pesach. If you have a tumah hayotzeh l'megufo, we don't allow you to eat the korban pesach. But we're talking over here about shemen. The shemen can never be tumah hayotzeh l'megufo. The shemen became mekabel tumah from a zav. Mekabel tumah from a zav. The zav has a tumah hayotzeh l'megufo, but the shemen is only tumas mago. So why can't you use the shemen that's nitma the maga hazav for the hadlok hasamanoira? That's only tumas maga. So the achrayim left at the pichodesh. They say that he made a mistake. He quoted the Mishnah out of context. It has no sheichens. So the Netziv was a big bucky. So the Netziv wrote, when he was a teenager, he wrote a whole commentary on the Shiltas. And I fall, whoever learns, whoever looked in the Shiltas. Now, because the Netziv wrote a whole commentary on the Shiltas, everybody looks in the Shiltas. It's interesting that in that generation, people started to look in the Shiltas. So he, in his commentary on the Shiltas, he quotes this Prichadosh, and he says, the Prichadosh is not wrong. The Prichadosh was assuming that everybody remembered the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the only Tumas Maga that we permit, a Korban is Korban Tumah, is only if it's Maga Hameis. If it's Maga Hazav, we don't permit Tumah Betzibah. So the Rambam is Beferish, what the Prichadosh said. The other Achronim were making fun of the Prichadosh, they forgot the Rambam, and they all remembered Tosfos. Tosfos all over says, it's not a difference between Maga Hameis as opposed to Maga Hazav, it's a difference between Tumas Ria and Tumas Mago. So the Shemen is always, never going to be a Tumas Ria, it's always going to be a Tumas Mago. But he said the Prichadosh is following the Rambam Shita, that the Maga Hazav is not, it may not be, you don't say Tumah Mutah B'Tzibur if it's Maga Hazav. This is the famous Kasha. Achronim developed a new teretz on this kasha. Why was there a need for a miracle? Even if all of the shemen would have been tamei, there wouldn't have been any problem. Why can't you be madlik the menorah in a state of tumor? So they say, look here. The Gemara says that they had to make a new menorah. They had to make a new mizbeach. So the din is kol hakelim sha'asa Moshe in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu when he made the kelim. So it says in the Chumash they had to do mishicha b'shemen mishchas kodesh. They had shemen on mishcha and they had a shmir all the kelim. And that Mishichasim Mikachasim. The Mishicha gave it the full Kedusha, and once you did the Mishicha on the menorah in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the menorah is ready for business, and then there's a chiyuv every day to be madlik the menorah. Mikan v'yelach after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Abidosa Mechanchasim. There is Shemen Amishcha. It happened in the days of the Chashmonaim, there was no Shemen Amishcha. The Pasuk says in Dibra Yomin that Yoshio HaMelech, who was a king towards the end, the Tkufas by Shein, it was Goynes the Shemen Amishcha, and it was Nignaz in the Karka Hechel, it was Nignaz in the chambers in the basement of the Beis Hamikdash, the whole Tkufas by Shein. So the Gemara says, how did they ever make a Kohen Gadol? A Kohen Gadol always becomes a Kohen Gadol with Mishicha b'Shemen Amishcha. So the Gemara says, Ribi B'Gadim, he would put on the Shemen B'Gadim, he would do Avodah, and that's how it made him into a Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah says there are two kinds of a Kohen Gadol. There's a Kain Gadol who became a Kain Gadol with Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. He has the full din of Kain Gadol. Then there's a Kain Gadol who became a Kain Gadol through Ribui B'Gadim. He doesn't have 100% all the dinim. The Mishnah and Megillah says that a slightly lower level of a Kain Gadol. So the truth of the matter was that at the period of the Chashmonaim, 200 years before the Churban Bayis Shni, there was no Shemen Amishcha to speak of. But even if there would have been Shemen Amishcha, the din says that only in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe, was Mishichasa Mekat Shasam. Once Moshe Rabbeinu did the Mishicha, so they had the full level of Kedusha, and then every day you mechuyev to be madlik the menorah. Mikam b'yelach, after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, even the whole Tkufa is Bayis Rishon, till Yoshua HaMelech, that they had Shemen Amishcha available, it's Abidosa Mechan Chasam. When you make a new menorah, you have to do the first Hadlaka Rishayna. When you make a new Mizbech, you have to be Makriv Tomit Shal Shachar on it, and you mechanech the Mizbech with Hakrovis Tomit Shal Shachar. You mechanech HaShulchan by putting on Lechem Aponim on Shabbos. You mechanech a brand new menorah. If for some reason or another they'll make a new menorah, you mechanech the new menorah with Hadlaka Samanorah Ben Harban. You have to start from the beginning. So even according to the Rambam, that you light the menorah twice every day, once by Boik and once by Erev, it's not a separate hadlaka. The haschala of the hadlaka samnara is balayla. The hadlaka in the morning is the gemar, but the haschala savayda has to be balayla. So that's the Mishnah Menachas. Ein mechanchen es hamnara ela b'hadlaka b'ena abayim. Ein mechanchen es hamizbeach ela b'hakrabas tamid shal shachar. Ein mechanchen es hashulchan ela b'lechem aponim on Shabbos. The way in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, kol hakel mishas Moshe, Mishichosim mekat shasim, it can't be yelach. When you make a new kli, has to be avedosim mechan chosim. So that's what the Achrenim came up with, and several Achrenim came up independently with this idea. Since the Chashmonaim had to make a new menorah, so when you do the first hadlok on the menorah, has to be b'kedusha v'tahara 100%. If you already have a menorah, that's already hugdash, that's already nischanech. So then, even if you only have shema that's tummy, you can be even if the kain is tummy, you can be madlik in a state of tumah. Then we say tumah is muta betziba. But when you first made a brand new menorah, the Chashmonaim had to make a new menorah. So then, when you want to be mechanechid, so the first hadlok has to be b'tahara. Yeah, what is the biur hadover? There's the Meshech Chochma and Chumash has such a suggestion on the beginning of Parshas Bahaloscha. It says in the beginning of Bahaloscha, Moshe Rabbeinu should tell Aaron HaKohen that he should be madlik the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Hadlokas HaMenorah is a din on the Kohanim. It's an avoida, and it has to be done by Kohanim. A non-Kohen is not allowed to do avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Achrayim ask Akash and the Rambam. The Rambam writes an original Chiddush. He doesn't even write Yeroyali. The Rambam writes an original Chiddush that the Hadlokas HaMenorah normally takes place. The menorah is in the Hechel all the way in, and the Israelim don't go anywhere near there. Yisraelim can only go the first 11 Amis in the Azorah. Yudalef Amis of Mokum Ragla Yisrael. And after that, only Kohanim can go. And the Hechel is all the way further into the west. So the Yisraelim can never go so far. What if a Kohen will go into the Hechel and take the menorah out and bring it into the first 11 Amis in the Azorah? So then the Rambam says, a non-Kohen can light the menorah also. The Hadlokas HaMenorah doesn't have to necessarily be done by a Kohen. But you'll need a coin to take the lit menorah and carry it all the way into the Hechel and put it down over there. That's what the Rambam writes in Chiddush. So the Achrayim are all bothered with the kasha. What does the Rambam do with the pasuk in the beginning of Bahaloscha? It says, Daber laharon achicha. Tell your brother Aharon if she madlik the menorah. What do you have to tell Aharon? You don't need a coin for hadlokas haMenorah. There's a Gemara in the first parak in Yuma, but the Gemara says something about hadlokah la b'avodahi. So the Rambam understood it literally. Hadlaka is not an avoid. You don't even need a coin. Hadlaka can be done by a non-coin. So the Meshech Chochma and Chumash gives a suggestion to answer the Rambam. So he says, that pasuk is talking about the initial hadlaka. The first hadlaka has to be an avoidah. Avoidosa mechan chosa. The first hadlaka has to be done dafka by a coin. Once the first hadlaka is done by a coin, so the rest of the hadlakas can be done by a zar, and you just have a coin carry it in. That's very questionable answer. First of all, the Gemara says, Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe, Mishichasa Mekat Shasa. So the menorah was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu did a Mishicha. So once he did the Mishicha, so you're ready for business? So that whole didin, after Mikam V'Yelech, after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Abedosim Mechan Chasin. You need the first Kiyam HaMitzvah, you need the first Avodah, to be mechanechid. But in the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu did, you didn't need the first avoda. Once they did the mashiach, it's already ready for business. So why did they even need? Why did they even need a coin for the first hadlaka? It's not so smooth what he said. Secondly, he says when you only need a coin for the first avoda because it has to be avodasa mechanchosan, and the rest of the time hadlakas hamner is not an avoda. So if hadlakas hamner is not an avoda, how did it become an avoda the first time when you want to be mechanechid? If it's not an avoda, it's not an avoda. The first time you should need a coin either. The whole vort is a shver vort. It's an iluyist, but the whole thing is very questionable if that's the right answer. So this is what some achrayim came up with such an einfall. True, hakrovas karbonas can be in a state of tumah, and hadlakas hamneros also has the status like hakrovas karbonas. It can be done in the state of tumah, but that's only if you have a menorah that's ready full fledged kedusha. But since the Chashmonaim had to make a brand new menorah, so that menorah needed avodasa mechanchasam, because there was no Mashiach b'shemen amishcha. There was no shemen amishcha to speak of. And number two, that's only kelim shasam moshe, mishil chasam mekal shasam. So you had to have the first hadlaka had to be mechanechid. So the first hadlaka has to be bishlei musa, has to be in a state of tahara. That's the way the achreidim presented. The first time you're mechanechid, it has to be absolutely lamahajin men amahajin. I thought the answer was right for a different hezer, for a different reason. I thought the whole din of that karbonis tzibra adoicha etume means because it's manu kavua, because you're mechuyev to do it today. If you're not going to do it today, you'll miss your chance. Over yom a bottle karbona. So you're only mechuyev to do the hadlaka today if you have a bona fide menorah that's already in this kaddish. So in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu kol hakel mishasa Moshe, Mishichasim ekat shasim. So once you did the Mishicha, so the menorah is completely kadosh, so there's a chiyuv to be madlik the menorah. In the days of the Chashmonaim, there was no Mishichasim ekat shasim. So you have to do the avoid the Rishonah to be mechanechid. Avodasa mechanchasim. Because man, you didn't do the avoid the Rishonah, so there's no, the menorah doesn't have the status of a menorah shel beis hamikdash yet. It wasn't the schanach yet. If it's not the schanach yet, so you can't call it zman kavua. You want to do a hadlaka the shem chinuch haminoira. That is not zman kavua. You can do the chinuch haminoira Sunday evening, Monday evening, Tuesday evening, whatever you want. Once you have a menorah that's already nischanech, so then you mechuyev to madlik the menorah every single day. That's zman kavua. But kol man, you didn't do the hadlaka rishonah yet, so it wasn't yet nischanech. So there is yet no chiyuv to be madlik the menorah. You don't have a menorah. You don't have a menorah. Let's say a person doesn't have an arm. So he's not mechuyev to punan shel yad. Not that he's mechuyev in oynes rachmana patre. He doesn't have an arm. He's not mechuyev. If you don't have a menorah, there's no chiyev hadlokas haminorah. So even if you have a menorah, but it was never nischanech, so al pidin, it's not the menorah shel beis hamikdash. So it's not called zman kavua. So the achronim don't present it like that. They present it differently. They say the initial hadlokah that's going to be mekadeshet, that's going to be mechanech the menorah, that has to be bishlei musa. It's going to be in a state of tumah. That shelo bishlei musa, they can't initiate the kedusha on the menorah. When they made the new menorah, when the Chashmonai made a brand new menorah, so the Gemara Maseches Sukkah, the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah quotes historical machlokes, what material was the menorah made of? So the Gemara presents it like this. The menorah is a kli shoris, like all the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Many of the kelim have the status of kli shoris. So we learn that from psukim, the different ways to darshan psukim. Either Rabbi Shmuel darshans the psukim klal prata klal, and Rabbi Akiva was mekabel from Nochem Ish Gamzu, so he had a different sheet. Instead of klal prata klal, he darshans read by me to read. So the Gemara says once in a while it'll come out a slight nafkamina ledina. So the Gemara says, here there's an afkamina. How do you read the psukim in Chumash regarding the menorah, regarding all klei amigdash? So the Gemara says that you can make klisharis out of metal material. Doesn't necessarily have to be the menorah. It's supposed to be golden. You can make from silver, you can make from copper, you can make from lead, you can make from iron, you can make from aluminum. Any matechas is acceptable. That all, everybody agrees. If you make shalzav, if you make a menorah shalzav, then you have gedim, kaftor, mafrochm, you have to have the whole story. If you make it from other metals, then you don't need the gevim, kaptorim, afrochim. If you make it shalcheres, that's very earthenware, that's too cheap. And all the Tanaim agree that would be puzzle. A klicheres, should serve as a klisharis, that's l'choladeh, it's no good. What if it's not so cheap, it's not so bizoindik like cheris, but it's not so mechubedik like mateches? What if it's a klisharis shel eitz, a wooden klisharis? It's not bekovedik, but it's not bizoindik, so that's a machloikis hataram. The Gemara says that depends on this shaila. How do you darshim psukim? Do you darshim psukim with klala prate klala? You darshim psukim based on ribo, you made for ribo. So that's the machlokes. The Gemara had a machlokes hatanaim when the Chashmonaim made the new menorah. They had to make a makeshift menorah 1, 2, 3. They didn't have a couple of days to do it. Made it right away when they came in. So one, the tradition of one town it was that they made a menorah shalates, a wooden menorah, and they put in containers of metal. They're going to have wooden containers that'll burn. But the body of the menorah itself was from wood, and the containers were metal. And the other Tana says, what are you talking about? Menorah shalates is not acceptable. So the other Tana says, no. On the outside, you saw the wood, that was the fancy wood. But below the wood, there was metal. And the menorah was really made from metal. A cheaper metal, not gold and not silver. A cheaper metal. So this historical machlekes is really a machlekes. And halach is a menorah shell wood kosher or not? Any klisharis made from wood. Is it kosher or not? The menorah is the same as all the other klisharis. Why did they have to make a new menorah? Why did they have to make a new mizbeach? So the Gemara says, because the old mizbeach had been used for Avodah Zarah purposes. That's what he said before. And then the Mishnah says in Maseches Midos that there were different lishkos in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azar. There were different rooms, and one of the rooms served like a museum where they held the old stones of the old mizbeach, Sheshiktsim and Sheyovim, that the Yevonim had used for Avodah Zarah purposes, and the old Mizbech became puzzle, so they couldn't use it anymore. So they set aside those stones in a special location. One of the Lishkas in the Beis HaMikdash, it served as a museum. So the Gemara Frekta Kasher, what do you mean? Let's say you'll come into my house, and someone will start using all the things in my kitchen for Avodah Zarah purposes. So Avodah Zarah, Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, become Asa Bahanor. So all of my plates and all of my forks and knives and my glasses, everything will become osabah no. Ein on mosad davish ein shaloi. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The goyim came into the Beis Hamikdash, and they used the mizbech and they used the menorah for Avodah Zarah purposes. So it shouldn't count. If ein on mosad davish ein shaloi, it should still be good to be used lagavoya. What right do they have to designate the kalim of the menorah and the mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purposes? If ein on mosad davish ein shaloi. So the Gemara says that there's a pasuk in Navi where the Navi speaks about the Churban Bayis Rishon. He was talking, the Yevonim was during a period of the Bayis Sheni. Well, the Gemara quotes a pasuk that the Beis HaMikdash will become Chorev, and then the pasuk says, Avol ba pritzim mechilaluhu. When the pritzim will come in and use the Beis HaMikdash for their own purposes, for secular purposes, mechilaluhu, it'll be mechulam, it'll be yotze lechulam. So whenever the Hegdash is yotze lechulam, whoever is using it acquires ownership of it. So once they used it for Avodah Zarah purposes or even for secular purposes, it became a chulal, it was Yotze L'chulin. Once the Yotze L'chulin, they acquire ownership of it, then once it belongs to them. So if they designate it the second time for Avodah Zarah purposes, so then it's Adamos Adabashu Shaloi. That's how the Gemara answers. And the Gemara says the same was true at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni in the Beis HaMikdash. There were tons and tons of money stored up. People had given, Jews had given donations for the Beis HaMikdash. There were a lot of coins of a certain type of Roman coins that all belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, had Kedusha. And then after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Roman soldiers took the money and they kept it for their own purposes. And then the money that they took was blended into the regular currency. And the Gemara raises the question, Bikshu Lignos, the rabbis at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni wanted to ask her the use of certain types of coin, because the coins of Hegdash were clearly blended in with all the other coins. The Roman soldiers took all the money and they used it to buy fruits and vegetables and salami and ham sandwiches and whatever. And then all the money shall Hegdash became blended in. So how can you use any money? The Gemara says, no, that's the pasuk. Once they use the money shall Hegdash for secular purposes, obo barpitzim chilalu. Once they use it for secular purposes, so it's yotze lechulam. So in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Dafnun Beis, there's a famous machlokes, the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, on the bottom of the Rif. So the Baal HaMor says that halacha bo ba pritzim mechilaluhu goes on pritzim Yisrael. It doesn't go on the Yevonim, it goes on the Misyavnim. The Jews who were using the Mizbeach and the menorah for Avodah Zarah purposes, they succeeded in being Yitmaitse Lechulin. The Nochrim, if they use the Mizbeach or the menorah for secular purposes, for Avodah Zarah purposes, they will not succeed being Maitse Lechulin. Only the Jews have the ability to destroy the Kedusha by Abob Bar Pitzim Mechilalu. So the Baal Amor gives a mashal amadav adayme that the din is when a Jew is moil behegdish b'shegig, when a Jewish person uses hegdish by mistake, he didn't realize that it's hegdish, so the din is he's chayv to give ker mechaymish, and then he's chayv to bring asham me'ilos. So and then the din is the Mishnah is saying the me'ila once he's moil behegdish, so the hegdish is yotze l'chulim. So the Baal Amor says that din that the hegdish yotze l'chulin is sort of a din of pidyon hegdish, and it only applies if a Jew was moil behegdish. So he thinks that this is also the same. If the misyavnim, not the ivanim, if the misyavnim would use the mizbech, the old mizbech and the old menorah, for but as our purposes, they would be motziat l'chulin. This concept that being motziat l'chulin is derived from the pasuk in Navi, Boba Pitzim Echidlu, but it's based on the pasuk in Chumash. When a Jew is moil behegdish, he's motziat l'chulin. So if a goy is moil behegdish, he's not motziat l'chulin. And if a goy is going to use the mizbeach or the menorah for Avodah Zarah purposes, it won't be motziat l'chulin. So this is how the Baal Amor claims. The pasuk of Boba Pitzim Echidlu only goes on Pritzei Yisrael, doesn't refer to Pritzei Akum. Rav Soloveitchik used to say al derech hadrash along these lines, he said, Achreidim have a kasha. There's a contradiction between two Gemaras. One Gemara is Allah and one Gemara is an Agoda. The Gemara says in the last parak in Moikotan about ripping Kriya. When someone dies, you have to rip Kriya. So the Gemara has a din haraya Sefer Torah Shenisraf. If you see a Jew burning a Sefer Torah, that's terrible. So the Gemara says you have to rip Tzvei Mol Kriya. You have to rip once Kriya Alaksav and once Kriya Alaklaf for the destruction of the Klaf. You have to rip two Kriyas. So you see, when a person burns a Sefer Torah, he succeeds in destroying not only the parchment, he succeeds also in destroying the oisias that are written on the parchment. Then there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, when the Gemara talks about the Asura Haruga Malchus who were murdered by the Romans. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Hanani ben Tradin was teaching Torah in public, he had a Sefer Torah on his lap, and he was reading psukim and preaching and teaching. So the Romans arrested him for teaching Torah in public, it was against the law, they prohibited it. So they wrapped him up in the Sefer Torah and they burnt him alive with the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara seems to say that his eyes were jumping. Rabbi Hanani ben Tradin was looking around, he saw something. So the student says to him, what are you looking at? They didn't see anything happening in the air. So he says, he sees Osius Parchas Ba'avir. He sees the Gvila in Anisrafim, the parchment of the Sefer Torah that they burnt, that they wrapped him around. They burnt him with the Sefer Torah, the cloth is burned. And he sees the Osius HaParchas Ba'avir, they're going back to heaven, implying that the Goyim did not succeed in destroying the Osius of the Sefer Torah when they burnt it. So Achreinim are bothered with Akashi. What does the Gemara say? Haraya Sefer Torah Shenisraf has to rip twice Kriya, once for the Ksav and once for the cloth. If you say the Ksav doesn't get destroyed, the Ksav is always going to be, he says, Parchas Babi is going to go back to heaven. So Rav Soloveitchik said, Al Derech Hadrash, he said, he thinks the Teretz is, it depends who's burning the Sefer Torah. If a Goy is burning the Sefer Torah, he'll only succeed in burning the Klav. He won't succeed in burning the Oisis. The Gemara about ripping Kriya, Tosis quotes the Rishami, that's only if it's Kemais and Shehoya, if it's being burnt by a Jew. So he said, the Jews have the ability to be Mechal Kedusha in a greater degree than the Goyim have the ability to be Mechal Kedusha. That's what some of the Rav's Talmidim commented about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael today. That some of the secular politicians in Eretz Yisrael have the ability to destroy more Kedushas Oretz than the Arabs ever had, than the Turks ever had, than the Goyim ever had throughout all the generations. That was what they added on. But Rav Soloveitchik said it on this. Yeah. The Ramban disagrees with that Baal Amor. He says, no, Bov Pritz Mechilu, he thinks just Fakert. He thinks it only goes on Pritz Yakim, doesn't refer at all to Pritz Yisrael. If the Nochrim use it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, so then they'll be Moitzei L'chum. He didn't think that it was correct that it's talking about Pritz Yisrael. So the Gemara says a miracle occurred, and they only had enough oil for one day. There was only enough oil to burn for one day. There was a miracle occurred and it burned for 8 days. So there's a famous kasha that the Beis Yosef asks, and the Beis Yosef gives three terutzim on his kasha. And then you look in the Meiri has the exact same kasha with the same three terutzim. It's very interesting. Different generation, totally different generations. So the Beis Yosef asked the kasha, if there was enough oil to burn for 1 day, so there was only a miracle for the remaining 7 days. So why did they make a yontif 8 days? It should not be a yontif for the last 7 days. The first day shouldn't be a yontif. So al derech hapshat, you say, the miracle on the first day was the nitzach and hamochama. That's one teretz that he gives. And the miracle on the remaining 7 days is the miracle of the pach Hashem and burning. Okay. Others point out that the girsa of the shiltis is not the way we have in the Gemara. We have in the Gemara, v'lohoya balahadlik ela yoimechod. There was only enough oil to burn for 1 day. The Shiltas has a different reading. V'lohoya balahadlik afilu yoimechod. There wasn't even enough oil to burn for 1 day. So Zarab the ganze kasha. There wasn't even enough oil for 1 day. So then there's no kasha. But the Beis Yosef gives another teretz, and the Meiri also has the same teretz, very, very questionable teretz. He says, if you come into the Beis HaMikdash, and you know it may take 8 days till you get Shem and Tahor, because the 4 day trip there, 4 day trip back, and you only have enough for 1 day, so you have two options. Should you use up all the oil tonight and light everything tonight, the mitzvah b'shleimusai, or should you divide the oil in eight and burn a little bit tonight, a little bit each of the next 8 nights, and we should be mekayim the mitzvah 8 times shaloi b'shleimusai. So he comes up with the Ein Father, he says they must have divided the oil into 8 parts. So even the first night there wasn't enough oil to burn a whole night, like the gears of the Shiltas, there wasn't even enough oil to burn for one light. So he says, no, the gears that we have, there was enough oil to burn for 1 night, but they knew they're not going to have oil for Shem and Tor for the next 8 days. So they divided it into 8 parts. So that's a very questionable answer. No, they thought it's not going to happen. They thought no Ness is going to happen. So if you think no Ness is going to happen, so what right do you have to divide? So what's the din? You come into the Beis HaMikdash and there simply is not enough oil to even to burn for 1 light. So does it pay to be madlik the menorah with a chatzi shir? You're supposed to put in so much oil that it should burn all night long. Let's say you have tefillin, it only has 3 parshas. It's supposed to have Shema Bahayam, Shema Kadesh, Vekev Yachar. You have tefillin, it only has 3 parshas. So the David Parsha Samakim says there. So what are you going to get partial credit over here? There's no Kiyum HaMitzvah if you do a little bit. So you have to have Shemen in the menorah enough to burn a whole night long. So that's a discussion in Hilchas Pesach. What if a person is stuck in Siberia and he only has a Chatzi Zayis of Matzah? Does he gain a partial credit? Does he accomplish anything by eating a Chatzi Zayis of Matzah? Or do you say, Sigonish Ben Gonish? You have to eat a Kazayis less than a Kazayis. Chatzi shir is asim an atar by treifus. If you eat less than a kazayis of chazir, less than a kazayis of chametz, so that's a machlekes of Yechon Rish Lakish. We pass a chatzi shir is asim an atar. When you're going to say a chatzi shir of a mitzvah is a partial kima mitzvah, so that's a big debate in Hilchas Pesach. It's even in the Shulchan Aruch they have it. When it says you need a kazayis for matzah in Hilchas Pesach, so the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetev has this funny discussion. What if the person only has less than a kazayis? Should he bother to eat the less than a kazayis? So he says, garnish ben garnish. Chatzishir in a mitzvah is like the dalat parashah shabitvilim makam zezeh. So the Beis Yosef is machadish over here that there is a partial kima mitzvah. He says, if you burn 1/8 of the oil tonight, then you'll have a partial kima mitzvah. But the next step, that's chiddush number one. But the next step is a chiddush agabi chiddush. That's not to be believed. He says you have an option of either using all the oil tonight to fulfill a mitzvah properly, or to divide it in 8 parts and fulfill a chatzi shir of the mitzvah each one of the 8 nights. So you divide it in 8 parts, and you, I would have said you use all the oil tonight.
B'shaito.
Have an option of fulfilling the mitzvah properly today, or fulfilling the mitzvah in a chatzi shir degree for 8 days. So he has a chiddush that you divide it in 8 parts. You don't think a Ness is going to occur. So what do you accomplish by burning a little bit? Chatzi shir. So you're allowed to do that. To divide the Shemen up, to do the 8 mitzvahs chatzi shir, rather than do 1 mitzvah kishir shom. So that answer is very, very difficult in the Beis Yosef. That's why the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva interprets the Beis Yosef. That's a pashta says that's not what the Beis Yosef said. Chassam Seif interprets the Beis Yosef. He says like this: you need so much oil to burn a whole night. Why do you need so much oil? Because they used to have fat wicks that they used to make a beautiful flame, and the wick is going to absorb all the oil. If you have 1/8 of that, so take a skinny wick, and it'll only absorb 1/8 of the oil. So the mitzvah, the proper mitzvah, is to have fat wicks, and it should have a real flame, a big flame. But the Beis Yosef suggests they divided it in 8 parts, and every night they used in each cup of the menorah 1/8 of the oil, and they used a skinny wick. So it would have been a shvacha mitzvah, and a miracle occurred, and it burnt like regular. That was the miracle. Not that they put in so little oil that it wouldn't last the whole night, only for 2 hours of the night, instead of 12 hours of the night.
I think the Beis Levi said something like this also. I think we talked about it in Kumash, you had a section of Hanukkah. I think you mentioned that option, I think.
Uh-huh, okay. So that's what the Chassam Sofer interprets like that.
But each time they use it, the Mamayit the Shir, so it'll come out by a day or two,
so he says every day they only use 1/8 of the amount of oil that they should have used, so therefore they only use the skinny wick that's 1/8 of the thickness that it should have been. So if there wouldn't have been a miracle, the Neris and the Beis HaMikdash would burn Shvacha Heit. There would be a Shvacha Ner. And the miracle occurred. The burnt as if it would have been a fat wick with all the amount of oil. So that's a whole reinterpretation. That's not the Poshub Shat and the Beis Yosef and the Poshub Shat and the Meiri. That's not what they seem to be saying. But the Poshub Shat is very difficult. It's hard to believe that. The Chachamim were Mesakin that we are Madlik the Menorah, Zechet to the Menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why some of the poskim say, the Marami Prag says that in the Beis HaMikdash you use dafke oil. They didn't use wax candles. They have to use dafke oil. So the Marami Prag says, if you use wax candles today, you're not yotze the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah. The later Achrenim say, how can he say that? The Balei HaTosis used wax. If the Marami Prag would have realized that the Balei HaTosis used wax, the Meiri quotes Balei HaTosis felt that it's a hidah mitzvah. Because the wax candles will burn much nicer than the oil. Wax, we know how to burn. Oil, we don't know how to do such a good job. So they say if the Marami Prag would have been aware of the fact that Balei HaTosis felt that it's a heater to use wax candles because it burns much nicer, he would have never said such a thing. You can't say, how can you say it's exactly the same as the Beis HaMikdash? Pasuk says in Chumash, you need Davke Shem and Zayas. Nobody says that from the menorah you need Davke Shem and Zayas. The Gemara has a whole debate whether the oils that are mentioned in the Mishnah that should not be used for Hadlokas HaNeris on Leil Shabbos, because they're not going to burn well, does this carry over to Ner Chanukah or not? So if you're going to say it has to be the same as in the Beis HaMikdash, they need Dav Keshem and Zayas. So that, no one ever said that. Unless you tell me that in the Beis HaMikdash proper you don't need Shem and Zayas. That seems to be against the Pasuk and Chumash. It says you have to have Shem and Zayas. So that's a problem Rabbi Kideger poses that kasha. Here the Gemara says, on Chof Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara says, all of the wicks and the oils that the Mishnah mentions that you shouldn't use for Hadlokas Neris Shabbos should also not be used in the Beis HaMikdash for Hadlokas HaMenorah, because you want the menorah should burn nicely. And these oils and these psilas, these wicks, may not burn so well. So Rabbi Kivega says, what kind of a talking is that? What do you mean? You're not allowed to use the oils mentioned in the Mishnah because they're not worm. You can't use anything other than Shem Mizai Zach Kos Islamor. What are the Gemara saying? You can't use for a different reason. Say the wicks that are mentioned in the Mishnah can't be used in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Chumash doesn't say what kind of wicks you have to use. In the Beis HaMikdash, they use a certain type of wick, but you can use others. So then we understand why the Gemara says that. So some of the old Gemaras have a girsa, they don't have psilus ushmanim, that the Mishnah says may not be used for Shabbos, may also not be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Some of the old, the Duke Serfim has that. Some of the old Gemaras have a Girsa. The wicks that they use may not be used. Now Shabbos may not be used for Beis HaMikdash, but the Shemen, of course, you can't use anything else other than Shemen's eyes. And some want to suggest, not so. Rabbi Yeruchim Perlo was a businessman in Europe. He was the one, he's a shopkeeper. He had a store. So he was the one who wrote, he invented Yesh Mayayin, the whole Sefer HaMitzvah, Slav Sadigon. Rabbi Sadat Yigan wrote a poem, which he used to recite as a piyut on Shavuos, and the poem contained all of the Taryag mitzvahs in poem form. So this Rabbi Yeruchim Perla figured out the whole secret. What is the, what are the guiding principles of Rav Sadia going to determine what belongs in the minyan of mitzvahs, what not, and which are the 630 mitzvahs? So he wrote on the whole poem, is in Gansen 2-3 pages long. So he wrote three fat svarim the size of Bava Basra's commentary on this Sefer Mitzvahs for Rav Sadia going. He has all kinds of fascinating ideas that he quotes Mar Mekamis from Piyutim and from Slichas and from Kinnis. He quotes from Unta Deret. He quotes all kinds of sources. So here he tries to push a whole suggestion to answer Rabbi Kevega's kasha. Maybe when it says Nuchumish in each Shem Zay Zach Kos Islamo, maybe that's just Lachatchila. Maybe you can use corn oil or cottonseed oil or all other kinds of oil also. That's a Shver Chiddush. He quotes Midrashim that sound as if it says that. It sounds in the Midrashim as if you can use other kinds of oil. So Peledik in Midrashim. So that's how he wants to answer Rabbi Kevega's kasha. This is the Shaila. The Maharal Prague wants to say that you can't use wax candles because it has to be Dumida Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash didn't use wax. So you should come up with a statement. You can't use anything other than Shem Zayas. So nobody said that. So that's the Shaila. The Gedolim in Europe 150 years ago, one of the Gedolim, the Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkish, was the Rav in Lemberg. So he, that's when they started, that's when they invented electric bulbs. So he came up with the chiddush, you can use an electric bulb for hadlokas ner Shabbos and yontif, because it's eish, you can say lahadlik ner shal Shabbos, but you can't use it for Chanukah, because Chanukah has to be zechel amigdush, domi the beis amigdush, beis amigdush, they had shem and upsila, and here by an incandescent bulb, you only have the psila, there is no shemen. There is no fuel that gets consumed. You just have the psila that's burning. So that was his chiddush. That's a shaila. How dumi the beis hamikdash does it have to be? The Maharal Prague and others came up. The Avdei Nezer has this. Others came up with the chiddush that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of hadlokas hamenorah bayas, you have to have dafke. You have to put the oil or put the candle in a kli. If you put it on the windowsill, so it's no good. It has to be dafke in a kli because in the beis hamikdash they had to do in a kli. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik once got very upset because he was a little bit absent-minded, so he would often forget to bring his menorah from Boston to New York. So a lot of times he would bench Chanukah Licht, just put the candle on the windowsill. So one of the students mentioned this to him, that some of the Achrenim say you're not Yotzeh, so he got upset. He said, there is no such thing. The Achrenim invented it, there's no such halacha. But the Achrenim want to say, you need Dumi the Beis HaMikdash. That's the question, how far do you go with this Dumi the Beis HaMikdash? But the hadlaka that we do is supposed to be zechel amigdush. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Shiltas, Tosis quotes it later in the parak. The leftover oil that you have from the menorah may not be used for your own purposes in the course of the year because it's hooked to the mitzvasai and you have to put it away. You have to save it for next Chanukah. And we're afraid you're going to save it for next Chanukah till a year's going to go by. You're probably going to forget what it is. You're going to use it for your own purposes. It's a chashash takola, so you better burn it. After Chanukah is over, you better burn it. So the Karen Ari asked the Kasha, what do you have to burn it? The din is that Tashmishay mitzvah on Nizrakim. After Sukkot is over, what do you do with the leftover Esrig and Lulav? You throw it out in the garbage. What do you do with an old talus that's all worn out, no one wants to use it? You throw it in the garbage. So what's wrong? The leftover Shemen and the Ner Chanukah. So pour it down the drain. What do you have to destroy it for? No, if it was used for the Ner Chanukah.
Yeah, but the portion was not used.
So let's say it blew out in the middle of the half hour. After the half hour of burning, you can blow it out. It blew out in the middle of the half hour, so that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the leftover oil that would have burned is hooked to the mitzvah, and it's also, so yes, it's hooked to the mitzvah only bizman mitzvah. After the zman, after Sukkot is over, the esrog is no longer hooked to the mitzvah. If you want, you can eat it. So the hook to mitzvah should be called Zman Chanukah after the Yontav Chanukah is over. So the leftover Shemesh should be Mutar v'Hishtamish Boy. Why does the Shiltas come up with such an Einfal? Shiltas quotes a Brisa that we don't have Tana Rabbanon, that the leftover Shemesh remains hooked to the mitzvah after Chanukah is over. So the Karen Ari answers, apparently they introduced the mitzvah of Hadlaka Samnara, Dumi the Beis HaMikdosh. So just like the Beis HaMikdosh, it was Tashmishi Kedusha. The Shemesh was Kodesh. So Tashmishi Kedusha, even after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, remain kodesh. So the moisah shemesh b'nech hanukkah bayas is also treated as if it were a tashmishi kedusha. We don't treat it like a tashmishi mitzvah. So it is true. It is true that they instituted the mitzvah of hadlokas hamenora dumiyah the mikdash. But the question is, to what extent dumiyah the mikdash? You need davka shemet apsili. You need davka kli. You need davka oil. You can't use wax. So that's the whole discussion that the achrayim have. How far do you go with this dumiyah the mikdash? The Chashmonaim put together an army, and they were fighting. Look, and every David HaMelech had an army, and they had, there's a chayvus hishtadlus. You can't just sit back and say tilim. In every generation, the Netziv has a long arichas in his hakdamah to the shiltas, that it's through limud haTorah that the Jewish people are protected in war. Omdu sai ragleinu b'sharayich Yerushalayim. So the Gemara Makkos has an interpretation. Omdu sai ragleinu b'melchama. The soldiers are successful in battle because of Bisharach Yerushalayim, because of the yeshivas in Yerushalayim where they're learning Torah. But you can't just sit in Yerushalayim and learn Torah. You have to put together an army. You have to fight. But with Tziruf, with that, you have to have learning also. So the Gemara has in the Medrash has a comment over here at the beginning of Parshas Miketz that Yosef HaTzadik was punished because he did too much ishtadlus. He asked the Saramashkin, Kim Zachatani, Hotesan Men Abayis Hazeh, get me out of the prison, don't let me stay here. So he shouldn't have done that hishtatlus, so because he did too much hishtatlus, he was punished, so he had to stay in prison another 2 years. So people always have to determine how much hishtatlus they mechuyiv to do, and how much bitochen they mechuyiv to have. But this is for sure, whenever you do hishtatlus, whenever you have an army fighting your battles, you have to offer a prayer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara says that when you take a pill, when a person takes a pill for a medical condition, so she say, whenever you do anything, you have to offer a prayer. The Gemara says, what should a person do to have children? So you should do this, that, and the other thing, and then he should offer a tefillah, that the Rabbanu Shalom should bless him with children. Or the Gemara says, what should a person do that he should strike it rich? So the Gemara says, do this, that, and the other thing, and offer a tefillah. You always have to do a shtadlus, and you always have to have bitoch, and you have to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to help you out. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who's the kol yochel. We believe in yichud Hashem. Smar Yisrael Hashem Echod. What does it mean yichud Hashem? So some think superficially, we believe in monotheism, as opposed to of the Avodah Zarah. Believe in the Trinity. They believe in many Avodah Zarahs. We believe in one God. So Rav Soloveitchik has in one of his essays, yichud Hashem is much more than that. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who is in power over everything in the world. And whenever you need something, you have to ask Him to help you. You can't accomplish on your own. You have a chayvus hishtadlus, you have to act as if there were no hashgacha pratis, but you have to offer a prayer to the Ribbono Shel Olam that He should help you succeed. The Rashbon, the Tshuva, writes that the three brichas kriya shema correspond to the three parshiyos of shema. The main theme of shema, the first parshiyos is Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. The main theme of the second parsha is Kabbalah on Mitzvahs, Kabbalah Satorah, Limud HaTorah, and Kabbalah on Mitzvahs. And the theme of the third parsha is Chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the third bracha by Shachris and Ma'ariv is Emes V'Yatzav Emes V'Emuna, where we elaborate more on the Yetzias Mitzrayim. We add on Makas Becharis and Kriyas Yamsuf. And we conclude Gual Yisroel. The theme of the first bracha by Ma'ariv and Shachris is Yetzirah Baruch Hashem. Whereas the Yavdei Avodah Zarah believe that there's more than one God, there was a God of light and a God of darkness, we say it's the one and the same God, Yetzirah v'Rechoshech, Ma'aviyam, maybe Loilo, the same God who's in charge of everything in the whole wide world, that's Yichud Hashem. Then the second Baruch HaVarab, Avasolam, deals with Kabbalah on Mitzvahs and Kabbalah Limud HaTorah. So those are the two themes, Kabbalah on Mitzvahs and Limud HaTorah, the two themes of V'Hoyoyim Shemoy. So when we daven Shachris, the first bracha is longer. We not only say Yetzirah v'Yechoshech, we say Kihu levado poel gvuros asecha doshos baal melchama zereh tzedokas matzmiach Yeshuas, goes on and on and on. That's called Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem not only means that there's only one God, as opposed to Avodah Zarah, who believe in the Trinity and whatever. We believe that that one God has full control over everything in the world. Kihu levado poel gvuros, etc. So whenever you want to be successful in life, even if we know that this refuah is badek menusa, the doctors say this medication works for this condition, still you're supposed to offer a prayer. Yiratz mofanacha, sheyehei esek zeh l'refuah. Whenever a person in business, whatever a person does, when a person, a Rebbe in Yeshiva, has to give a shiur, he's supposed to offer a prayer to the Baruch Shalom, he should be matzliach to say a reasonable shiur. He should be matzliach to do a good job. So that's that was the Chazal condemned Yosef HaTzadik. He placed too much emphasis on the Hishtadlos and less emphasis on the Bitochen. Everybody has to have both. You can't just sit back with no Hishtadlos. You have to do Hishtadlos. But with the Hishtadlos, you have to offer prayers to the Rebbeinu Shalom and have Bitochen that the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to help you be successful in the Hishtadlos that you did. If it's too much Hishtadlos, if you tip the scales, there's more Hishtadlos than there should have been, so that for that he was punished, that he stayed in prison for two additional years. So in all of life, we have to learn that lesson to... we have to do the Hishtadlos, but we have to place a little more emphasis on the tefillah, on the Koach HaTefillah. So that's the Hashmonoim. They went to battle, but they offered tefillah, so the tefillahs were answered, and they were successful on a miraculous way. Salti Geborim Yad Chaloshim, with the Koach HaTefillah that they did. Should all be blessed with our Frelich and Chanukah.
Next week,
yeah, regular show.
What did actually Joseph do? He said, "Remember me." So why isn't that the?
And the Salam Mashkum got him out. He was the instrument of his salvation. I mean, not the, of course, the
he placed too much emphasis on. That's the Shiloh. Where do you see that he did that?
Yeah.
Balance.
Yeah.
So the Pesach Levi has a whole essay. He says, how much Hishtadlos you have to do depends who you are. He says, Yosef was such a big tzaddik, he should have not even asked him at all. It was wrong in his mind.
The Chazon Ish says a little differently. He says, you have to do Hishtadlos, that's reasonable. But since the Mitzrim were known as Sotei Chazov, Lafon El Rehovim is Sotei Chazov, it's like asking a two-year-old child, try to get me out of prison. That's ridiculous. The Mitzrim are not going to help you at all. They're not going to lift a finger. So he was grasping at straws. So that's terrible. You do Hishtadlos to a reasonable extent, and then you move on to Bitochen. But to keep on doing more Hishtadlos in an unreasonable fashion, that's considered Avir. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. His essay on Emuna Bitochen. We have to have a balance. You have to have both.
Dam anovim tishta. That's why I think they say that dam is also
mashkin.
That's why.
Dam is one of
them. That's why, even though we are. Even though
Maybe. The Gemara learns it after Mizrus Hakasa. The dam anovim tishta. The dam is considered one of them.
Even though we don't even drink it.
Even though it's not Achilas Adam.
The first Hakasa. Dam anovim.
Yeah, but dam. The word dam. I know, but
dam chalolim tishta.
Oh, dam chalolim
tishta. Oh, yes. Dam chalolim tishta.
Chalolim. Okay.
Yes.
Yain in a cup with hashka shoka yain tome would not be it's not metal.
Only water. Hashoka only works on water.
Unless you brought the Rambam Shmuel talking about how everything the person has a here to choose this wife or that one. What is the Gemara Arbon Yom?
Yes, so on the bottom of the page in the Shmuel Prokim they have a hor from Rabbi Yaakov Emden that the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara
said
he's
against the Gemara. That's what
Rabbi Yaakov Emden times. So the Meiri goes along with the Rambam also, and he says that's what it says in the Gemara. Gemara says, "Kam zibik rishon, kam zibik sheni." So the Miri says zibik rishon means when the boy and the girl get married at a very young age. The boy is only 13. The
girl is only young, but he was over. Let's say he's 15 years old.
That's a boy young.
That's
very young. But if the boy is 23, so 26, and the girl is 19, 20, 21, whatever, that's all Zivik Shein.
That's Lefi Maisa. The Rambam was talking about Lefi Maisa, the Zivik
right.
Shein.
So the Rambam is talking the way he got married in his 30s. I think the Rambam was in his 30s when he got married. So by all of us, everything is Zivik Shein. That's what the Miri says.